Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if it's a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, this week's podcast is based on an article that I read in a newsletter that I get once a month from one of our vendors, ServPro. This isn't a sponsored podcast. Just found this article interesting, and this is a newsletter that they bring in once a month. I get a visit from a ServPro representative once a month, and they bring in this newsletter, and it has a lot of interesting stuff in it based on the particular month. Well, this month that has to do with floods. Talking about flooding can happen anywhere, preparing for a flood, understanding different water types. But today, the section of the newsletter I wanted to focus on is entitled Be Flood Smart. Now, to start off, we need to look at the legal definition of flood. You know, I've had clients over the past 20 plus years that I've been in the business tell me that they've experienced a flood when in actuality they haven't. And it's something that if they had flood insurance, that the flood insurance would not cover it because it did not meet the guidelines or requirements. Flood, in a legal definition, as far as when it comes to insurance, it says here, a flood is a general and temporary condition where two or more acres of normally dry land or two or more properties are inundated by water or mud flow. So you can't have a flood just on your property. Say you live in the city and your backyard fills up with water and it starts to leak through your sliding glass door into your basement. Okay. Flood insurance would not cover it because it's just happening on your property and it's less than 2 acres. So in that case, you're not experiencing a flood. You're experiencing an inundation of surface water, I believe is the way that it would be considered. You know, what people are experiencing, like in the Grand Rapids area, along the Grand River, that's flood. Up in the Muskegon area, where rivers and streams and ponds have overflowed and inundated several properties, that's flood. Down south, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, those areas that are just getting hammered by rain and water is up to the rooftops and many businesses are destroyed because of the water, that is flood. Again, the legal definition, it says here, a flood is a general and temporary condition where two or more acres of normally dry land or two or more properties are inundated by water or mud flow. Basically, what it boils down to is it's got to be 2 acres or more, or it's got to affect two or more properties to be considered a flood. So those are some things to consider. And as we talk a little bit further about this, I learned some interesting things. One of the interesting things that I learned was in the last 5 years, according to the government, all 50 states have experienced a flood. You know, so we're talking about Arizona's experienced a flood. Texas, you know, obviously experiences floods because they're right there on the Gulf. Arizona, New Mexico, Hawaii, Alaska, you know, all 50 states, it says, within the last 5 years have experienced a flood. Doesn't mean that they've experienced a flood every year, but within that 5 year period, each of the 50 states have had at least one flood emergency. So that's something to consider, that floods can happen anywhere. Just because you live in Arizona, just because you live in New Mexico, South Dakota, you know, California, you know, states where you wouldn't think that a flood could happen, floods can happen. So that was very interesting to me. You know, flooding has occurred in every state within the last 5 years. What does that say about, you know, a change in climate, climate change and changes in weather patterns and other things like that? I'm sure that has something to do with it. I'm sure it has to do with, you know, us expanding our towns and cities, you know, cutting down trees and getting rid of natural, quote-unquote, flood dams to prevent flooding from occurring. Urban sprawl is a factor, I believe, in increased flooding and increased forest fires and stuff like that. So there is something going on that is causing the weather to change. But I don't want to get into climate change and conspiracy theories and all that stuff. But I do want to just say that, you know, over the past 15, 20 years, we've seen, you know, weather patterns change significantly to the point where it's seriously impacting the country. So it's something to consider. But anyway, just wanted to share with you a few tips from the article Be Flood Smart from this last month's newsletter from SurfPro. First tip is stay away from floodwaters. It could take 6 inches, just 6 inches, half a foot. It could take half a foot of water to sweep you off your feet and take you with the currents. If you happen to come across a flooded area and the water is higher than ankle deep, don't try to wade through it. Try to find another way around. Too many people think that they're invincible, think that the water is shallow enough that they can get to the other side, but you slip. The fast-moving currents just can take you right away and cause you some serious injury or death, unfortunately. So definitely stay away from the floodwaters. Find another way around if you can. If you're in your vehicle, do not attempt to cross flooded roads. I don't care if you're in an SUV or a pickup truck that's got a, you know, a 6-inch or 12-inch lift on it, that you've got a snorkel, you know, an exhaust snorkel that you can get through anything. Do not attempt to cross a road that is flooded. It says in the article that it could take 2 feet. It only takes 2 feet of water to dislodge a vehicle and cause it to flow with the currents. So definitely don't try to be a hero. If you come upon a flooded road, turn around and find somewhere else to go. There's got to be another route somewhere. So definitely. Do not attempt to cross a flooded road. If you're caught in rising water, say you're driving on the road and all of a sudden the water just starts rising just immediately and you don't have time to turn around, get out of your car as quickly as possible and get to higher ground, okay? Do not stay in your vehicle. Do not try to outrun it. Again, do not try to attempt to ford through a flooded roadway. Just don't do it. it's important to save your life. You know, vehicles can be replaced, but lives can't. And the last tip is important not only for kids, but also for adults too. You know, we get curious about natural disasters. That's why, you know, you see on YouTube or on Facebook, you know, people out with their cell phones taking pictures of tornadoes when they should be in the basement, you know, or they're taking pictures of the floodwaters as they're coming up to their house, or as they're driving through a fire, you know, a fire-covered road. You know, we get curious and we think that we're news reporters, you know, reporting on something that's been happening, and that's all fine and dandy. But you know, you got to be careful. You got to be responsible. The last tip here, it says here, keep children out of the floodwater, and it should be said for adults too. You know, like I said, we get curious. You know, people want to see what happens. They want to see the rushing water, floodwaters going by. Kids may be fascinated seeing the look at the rainbow water, which means that water is potentially contaminated with oil or gasoline or whatever. But it's important to keep kids, adults, pets out of the floodwater because of potential for contamination and also potential for being swept away in the current. If you're not careful, things can happen, and it's important to note that you need to keep yourself safe. You know, if you have a warning that you probably should evacuate, you better do it. Don't wait until the last minute. Get out as soon as you can. If it's at the direction of the authorities, get out. You should have what they call a bug out bag, which is essentially what you would keep in your vehicle anyway. We've talked about that before, preparing your vehicle for winter, what to keep in your trunk. We've talked about what to keep in your house when storms come. Basically, your bug out or your evacuation bag should be a combination of items from those two groups, those two lists. So if you go back to our previous podcast, look up the one preparing your vehicle for winter. Also look up the one what to do in case of a storm. Those will have ideas of things that you should have in your evacuation bag if you do have to evacuate due to a flood. Keep yourself safe above all else. Again, I just want to reiterate the tips here. Stay away from the floodwater. If it's more than ankle deep, turn around and find another route around. Don't try to drive through flood water. If you're caught in rising flood water, get out of your vehicle immediately. I know you've probably seen it on Mythbusters where they talk about, you know, they did the thing where somebody, where they drove the car into the pool and tried to get out. I can't remember if it was like a minute or 2 minutes it took to finally get pressure equalized where the door can be opened underwater. You don't want to be in a situation like that. So as soon as you see the rising flood water, get out of your vehicle as soon as possible and get to higher ground. Don't try to drive through flood water, and don't try to, if you're caught, don't try to turn around and backtrack. Your life is more important than your vehicle. And then lastly, just stay out of the water. Keep your kids out of the water. Keep your pets out of the water. The flood waters can be contaminated, but also they could have currents that you're not aware of. So keep yourself safe. Keep your pets safe. Keep your kids safe. Stay out of the floodwater. Don't allow them to play in it or mess around with it. Again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us. I'm going to have these tips listed. And also, I'm going to have a link to the FEMA's Flood Map Service Center. FEMA is the one that handles the flood insurance for the country, and also they handle disaster relief. If you go to the website that I have listed on today's blog post, and you type in your address, you can see visually what floodplain you are in and the likelihood that your property may experience a flood. Again, the government released a report. Within the last 5 years, all 50 states have had at least one instance of a flood. So just because you live in the deserts of Utah or Arizona doesn't mean that you won't experience a flood at some point. So keep yourself safe, be careful. And again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. Take care.